What is up, everyone? Matters here, and this is what matters this week. And in the case of this particular episode, it will be the last 2 weeks, because fortunately, I've been playing Kingdom Hearts 3, and unfortunately, I missed last week's releases. So let's start this off. This is from the days of January 27th, 2019, to February 10th. There's a lot of games to cover, so let's get right into this. January 29th, we saw the North American release of the beloved third installment of Kingdom Hearts 3. And if you're not playing that, I highly recommend it. It's magical, it's awesome, and I love it. That's on PS4 and Xbox One. Genesis Alpha 1 for PC, PS4, and Xbox One. The Council Complete Edition for PS4 and Xbox One. The Hong Kong Massacre for the PS4. My Little Riding Champion for the Nintendo Switch. Planet Side Arena for the PC. Mages of Mistralia for the Nintendo Switch. Air Conflicts Collection, Sphinx of the Cursed and the Cursed Mummy, Unworthy for the Nintendo Switch. Deadland VR for PC and PS4. Trainer VR for the PS4. Paladin for the Nintendo Switch. January 30th, we saw Goodbye Deponia for the PS4, Drowning for the PS4 and Switch, Hype Ride for the Switch, Day D Through Time for Xbox One, Earhart, Tales of Broken Wings for the Switch, released on January 31st, Dragon Marked for Death Advanced Attackers and Frontline Fighters for the Nintendo Switch, Necrosphere Deluxe for PS4 and Switch, as well as Zombie Night Terror, Egg the Platform Puker, Halcyon 6 Starbase Commander, Warbital, all for the Nintendo Switch. Bombfest for Switch, Xbox One, PC, and PS4. Onigiri for the Switch, Stray Cat Doors, Tangle Deep for the Nintendo Switch, Planetarium, The Reverie of a Little Planet, Pixel Colors, New Star Manager, Merchants of Kaden, Agatha S for the Nintendo Switch. And that is pretty much it for the January 31st releases. February 1st, we saw Ace Combat 7, Skies Unknown for the PC, 8-Bit Hordes for PS4 and Xbox One, Thea The Awakening for the Switch, Farm Together for the Switch, Royal Assault for the PS4, Wargroove for the Switch, Xbox One, and PC. Xbox One saw the release of Animal Super Squad. Alright. And the Switch saw Spoiler Alert. That's it for your February 1st releases. February 4th, we saw a surprise release from the makers of Titanfall 2, Respawn. It's a new battle royale set to evolve the genre. We saw the release of Apex Legends for PC, PS4, and Xbox One. Magic Nations for the Switch. Rage Room for PS4. The Book of Unwritten Tales 2 for the Switch. The Mage's Tale for PS4. Pro Fishing Simulator for PS4. Away, Journey to the Unexpected for PS4, Switch, Xbox One, and PC. That released on February 5th. Riot Civil Unrest for Switch and Xbox One. Access Denied for PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. EvoLand Legendary Edition for PS4, Switch, and Xbox One. Melbit's World for PS4. A brand new volleyball game for PS4, Xbox One, and PC called Spike Volleyball. The Path of Motus for the Switch. Scorcery for PS4. B-Rally 4 for the Nintendo Switch. Ages of Mages, The Last Keeper for PS4, PC, and Xbox One. On February 6th, we saw the release of a space exploration title called Astroneer for PC and Xbox One, Pipe Push Paradise for PS4, Salt and Sanctuary for Xbox One, 39 Days to Mars for Xbox One, Fear the Wolves for PC, Glass Masquerade for PS4 and Nintendo Switch, Pocket Academy, Percy's Predicament, Mercury Race, The Stillness of the Wind, Observer, Pumped BMX Pro, Defense Grid 2, Reverie, Sweet Ass Edition, Solstice Chronicles, MIA, Magic Scroll Tactics, Blaze Blue, Central Fiction, Special Edition, all released on February 7th for the Nintendo Switch. February 8th releases the third installment of the God Eater franchise on PS4 and PC. Onikin, Unstoppable Edition, Odalis, The Dark Call, Monsters Energy Supercross, The Official Video Game 2, City of Brass, and Doom and Destiny for the Switch. As you can see, a bunch of games released, but all you really need to know is Kingdom Hearts 3 actually released, and you should pick it up right now. Anyways, that's it for your releases for the last 2 weeks. I do apologize for that, but can you forgive me because I was playing Kingdom Hearts 3 and exploring Disney Worlds as Sora? Anyways, I'm Matters, also known as Matthew, and I hope you enjoyed today's What Matters This Week. Anyways, take care. Bye and be safe.